Dragon's Fair Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it. Tell me. I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to walk to you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
The rules by now. On Mondays, we do not guest it up. No, we do not break that rule. It is a long-standing item on the show. We don't guest it up on Mondays. Mondays is for us. You understand what I mean? Mondays is for our collaboration. I don't schedule guests on Mondays to prop up the show like so many others do. We don't have to do that. Content's not a problem. Being extemporaneous is not a problem on this show. Here's the number, the F&M Bank Hotline. You can dial it anytime, 615-844-5600. If you'd like to email the show, BillisKing7@gmail.com. And, of course, if you want to tweet, which we have a lot of people doing that, and we appreciate it, Bill is King on Twitter. Bill is King. From the Strike and Spare Kiosk Studios, location in Wilco. Yeah, we go south, y'all. We go south when it comes to this show. And we haven't been in the home WNSR studios in many, many years, other than when we've had to because of weather related or something going on. But that's very rare, very, very rare. From the Strike and Spare Kiosk Wilco location on this Monday edition. I know we've got a lot to get to. Let me point out one thing real rapidly. And let me find it here. I have already, and I put this out on Sunday, the week 5 OOP. Now, new people to the show, they will always ask, hey, Bill, what is OOP? That would be order of preference. Just my order of preference. You may have a totally different one. I've got that Arkansas. Wait a minute. Do I have this right? No. I was looking at Josh. You tricked me there. Yeah, let me find my OOP. Where did I put that? See, I'm already right out of the chute here. I'm already having issues. Yeah, I was about to go through it, and then I pulled up Josh. Now, Josh has got a good one. It's just different than mine. Here it is. I've got Ole Miss, and by the way, Ole Miss Evie has already said she could be with us this week. Don't have a day and a time yet, but Ole Miss Evie will be with us to talk about this game. I've got Baby Kiff versus the Ultimate Savage in week 1. The Ultimate Savage, y'all, is Nick Saban. There has never been a bigger, badder savage as a college football coach than Nick Saban. Number one, I've got that game. Number two, I've got that Arkansas versus Georgia game. Yeah, Arkansas dispatched of A&M. Number three, I've got Luke Fickell going to touchdown Jesus. I've got number four, Michigan, Wisconsin. And five, I've got Baylor versus the Mullet. Now, there's some others. How about that Florida and Kentucky game? What about the LSU-Auburn game? There's several to point out, but that's what I have listed as my OOP for week number five. Now, Josh, I had Josh's. Yeah, he's got Arkansas, Georgia 1. He's got the game in South Bend 2. He's got the Ole Miss, Alabama game 3. He's got BC, Clemson 4. Clemson is out. And 5, he's got Travion Henderson. Whatever the Buckeyes are doing, including one kid quitting during the game. By the way, he's been dismissed. You probably saw that. We'll get into all that. That is not where I want to go right now. That is not a vital item in this early moment on the radio show. Won't go there yet. 615-844-5600. And a lot of you folks are already checking in this morning. All right. Now, where do we begin? Well, the game that I had in the one slot, I had the Arkansas A&M game, went about like I thought. A&M is bogged down offensively right now, and Arkansas is a very good football team. Let's just take those two and smash them together a little bit. Arkansas is a very well-rounded, physical, fundamentally sound, and seemingly well-coached football team. And I couldn't figure out, based on what we had seen this year, now not the preseason stuff, and again, before we get to the playing portion, we all have our preseason ideas and thoughts about what might happen during the playing portion, right? That's just normal. It's typical. But once we get into the games, your mind, my mind, we adjust. You have to adjust because everything you thought isn't exactly the way things go down. Once you get on that football field and once we get the sodium pentothal flowing, then things change. Things adjust. And based on what I had seen, I just couldn't see how A&M would be a favorite over Arkansas. I don't care where they're playing. Playing in Jerry Jones' house. That's fine. Just couldn't see it. And Arkansas handled business in that ball game. About what I thought would go down in that game. A&M has got some issues, and quarterback play is mediocre at best right now. That's one of their issues. And frankly, the more physical team was Arkansas in that matchup. That was interesting. That game went exactly the way I thought. The two-slot game that I had, Notre Dame-Wisconsin, did not go how I thought. I thought Wisconsin would win that game. And Notre Dame still has major issues on their offensive line, but they're playing better. The whole team's playing. And the defense early on looked a little shaky, obviously. Marcus Freeman, the new coordinator, Clark Lee, is no longer there. He's at Vanderbilt. And they were having issues early. Right now they're playing excellent. They had several pick sixes in that ball game. And front line, linebackers, DBs, everybody played well in that matchup. They lost their quarterback, Jack Cohn, in that ball game with an injury. He got rolled up, and it looked bad. He's going to be okay, but Drew Pine came in because Tyler Buckner, who's technically the number two quarterback, was also out because of an injury in their last ball game. So Drew Pine out of Connecticut came in and looked very good, actually. He did. No, matter of fact, it looked like And you never know, but it looked like it actually picked up the offense some. And Jack Cohn's played pretty well for them. Jack Cohn has not been a problem. Jack Cohn, the Wisconsin, ironically, transfer, has been a welcome addition. Ian Book was a good player, too, but they're different skill sets there. And the passing game is in better shape with Jack Cohn than with Ian Book. And that part of the game played pretty well, too. Still can't run the ball much because the offensive line gets no push. But a nice, convincing win for the Fighting Irish. I was not expecting it. They were getting, what was it, 5.5? And they won 41-13. Now, the score got run up some because of pick sixes, etc. Wisconsin trying to come back. But still, it was a very impressive Notre Dame win. They are about to face Cincinnati, and they're a two-point underdog. Despite that performance, they are a two-point underdog to a very, very good Luke Fickell Cincinnati Bearcat team. The Tennessee-Florida game went about like I thought. The final score was about what I thought, 38-14. Tennessee took the lead early, 14-10, but Florida just too much. And again, folks, it's sad in one regard. Now, if you're a Gator, it's not sad, but the rivalry is sad to me because it's not much of a rivalry. Tennessee has not been holding up their end of the bargain, and they haven't held up their end of the bargain hardly in the last two decades. Again, if you have a child who's 20, they will have not seen squat when it comes to Tennessee, Florida, like we all got to see in the mid to late 90s through 2001, when that thing was remarkable. Jeff, too, put up some stats last week. Just to give you an example, during that stretch, a little bit longer than that stretch, but during that stretch, four times they played, they were both ranked in the top five. Numerous times they played, they were ranked in the top 10. It had national implications, league implications, division implications. That's not the case at all anymore. Mainly because of Tennessee. Predominantly because Tennessee has been epic levels of inadequate. And frankly, I thought Heupel coached a pretty good game. He just does not have the bullets to fight fairly. There's just not a whole lot there for him to fight with against a Gator team that's a good ball club, as we know. That game went about like I anticipated. Clemson has got two losses now. They lost in double overtime to North Carolina State. The ACC is totally screwed. North Carolina lost again, this time to Georgia Tech. But Clemson is in a mess. It's mostly, predominantly, overwhelmingly their offense. Their offense is way bogged down, and they don't have any answers. Yeah, they do not have any secret weapons that they can throw onto that starting lineup. All right, we'll get that break. I hear the music. Oh, Balls of Steel, hour number 3. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, just a little fog out here. Nothing like it was the last couple of mornings. Traffic still busy right now on 65 coming down through Goodlettsville. I-40 on the increase as well, leaving Wilson County. Headed towards Hermitage, Saundersville Road to Andrew Jackson Parkway. That wreck is still getting some attention right now. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Bring your ass on, you little sissy blue shirt.
I don't know about you, but I find that funny. I find that really funny. I know LSU did not win that game. That was the UCLA pregame. That was still funny. Yeah, I liked that a lot. Tell you who else looks good. Texas looked good in that Texas Tech game. Everybody's going, Bill, all I did was I tweeted, Texas impressive. Oh, Bill, they're playing Texas Tech. Come on, Bill. Come on now, Bill. Well, I wasn't declaring them some kind of champion. Texas was impressive. Casey Thompson, the quarterback for them, has ignited that offense. He's been around a couple of years, too. He's not a new guy, but he's looked good, and they played well. Put up 70 in that ball game. Why is everybody trying to fight me back on that game? What's the point of fighting me back on that game? I'm not declaring Texas the 05 Vince Young National Championship team. I'm not doing that at all. I saw them get handled by Arkansas. I still think Sark is off to a good start. To date, I think Sark is off to a good start. The shock right now would be Clemson. You can talk, okay, Oklahoma squeak one out against West Virginia. No, Spencer Rattler's not playing well overall. The offense is not clicking like you expect a Lincoln Riley offense to click either. That's a problem. The chalk is not so chalky in its totality right now. Does that make sense? Karen brought that up last week. But it's true. Now Alabama's still Alabama. Georgia is a good looking ball club. Georgia came to town and Georgia did exactly what I thought they would do. Vanderbilt's roster is dilapidated. Georgia would have been better off staying in Athens and having an intra-squad scrimmage. I'm not kidding. Georgia would get better competition if they played themselves than Vanderbilt. I told you all spring. I told you all summer. The Vanderbilt roster is a wreck. Clark Lee could be the next Bear Bryant, and it won't matter as long as that roster looks like it looks, okay? And Georgia is a national championship threat, and they have a roster to prove it. That game could have been triple digits to nothing. That game could have been Cumberland versus Georgia Tech. That game could have been that bad. Georgia could have scored every second of that ball game if they would have tried to. They won 62-0. Was that what it was? I didn't even notice. I had it on, but that was not a main focus for me. What's the point of watching that and focusing on that? Yeah, Vanderbilt's roster is a total wreck. And that would be what Clark Lee inherited. Now, it's his team. It is his team. But you can't have a roster as a P5 organization. You cannot have a roster worse than Vanderbilt's other than Connecticut's about to come to town, and Vandy is a solid favorite over them. Yes, Connecticut, which I don't even know why they're trying. They canceled themselves a year ago. What a freaking joke that was. Randy Etzel's already gone. What's the point of Connecticut football right now? Matter of fact, that's on the verboten list. I just broke the rule several times by saying the word there. Yeah, I just broke several rules regarding the verboten list. Buckeyes took care of, who'd they play, Akron? Or they play Macomber High School in Toledo. I don't remember. Kyle McCord, quarterback. He looked good. Everybody's chirping. You had the linebacker kid quit during the game. Everybody's chirping about that. He's been booted. They issued a release. Ryan Day did. He's been booted. And guess he didn't like the depth chart. Is that what that was? Yeah, he did not like the depth chart or the playing minutes that were allocated. And he got into a big snit and then stormed out of there. And Ryan Day says he's going to still be on scholarship for this semester and they will support him any way they can, but he is not part of the football program. Yeah, that was on Twitter. Hey, apparently, Bill, some kid just quit during the game, Bill. Michigan and Rutgers. I tell you what, Rutgers, so much. You want to talk about coaching matters with Greg Schiano? And no, Tennessee's not regretting. Schiano was not a fit at Tennessee. Schiano is the ideal fit at Rutgers. And they're already, you could see it last year. But they're already, you can tell, they're so well coached compared to what they've been since he left for Tampa Bay. And they fought Michigan as mighty as they could. Didn't have enough ultimately to beat them, obviously. But that was a well-put-together contest by RU. Yeah, they fought hard in that ballgame. Michigan and Wisconsin coming up. And Wisconsin is a team that is struggling predominantly their offense. Quarterback Graham Mertz is not. From all the love he got a couple of years ago, he's not really been that player. They don't have that overwhelming tailback presence. Now, they got the kid that transferred from Clemson, and he's looked pretty good, but he's not one of your Wisconsin dominating downhill running backs. And that offense is just not what it needs to be. And Notre Dame played well, too. Let me give the Irish plenty of credit. I did not think the Irish would win that game. Yeah, I did not see that happening at all. Southern Cal reverted back after that Washington State win. They reverted back and they looked bad. Who'd they lose to? Oregon State. That was not a very good look either. Anyways, I tell you what, let's take a few calls here. And where are we going to go? Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you on this fine Monday?
We are good, sir. Thank you.
But no, I gave Rutgers credit. I mean, I know these, like, old, you know, team tries aren't worth a lick when you look up at the scoreboard, but you know what? They are making strides.
That's a game they would have lost 50-7 a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Ash got fired the day after they got blown out in Ann Arbor 2 years ago.
Right.
He literally got fired the next day. But you know what, Bill? You have to come to the northern healing waters of the Raritan. We have so many kids that are ex-Michigan, Ohio State players that were very highly touted that we end up getting them, you know, for that last year or two of eligibility. I think the transfer portal has helped Rutgers a lot, to be honest. But
yeah,
he's also recruited some good young players that are playing.
Right. Now, it's I enjoyed that game, and I enjoyed the fight that Rutgers had in them to stay in that ball game and make everybody nervous.
They never quit. And I have to tell you, that quarterback that we have from Nebraska, that kid's a gutsy kid. I think he's a smart kid. He doesn't have all the tools of maybe some big-time quarterback, but he's got a head on his shoulders. He almost looks like he could run the option at Army, Bill.
Right. No, I hear you, man. I hear you. Go ahead.
Did you follow him when he was at Central Florida? I think that's where he was before he went to Nebraska.
I did not. No, not much. No. I'm enjoying watching him, though.
I'm going this week, Bill. I have two extra tickets, Ohio State Rutgers, if anybody wants to come.
If you want to go, just send me a message, and I'll send it to Jim. How about that?
Perfect.
All right, Jim. But be good, buddy. Have a good day.
Have a good one. See you, Bill.
Next in line, we have Jeff in the Borough.
What's going on, Bill? How was your weekend?
It was good. Cooked some chicken thighs.
I know. I heard you cooked some on Sunday. I guess the kids get big food out, right, Bill? Watching all that great NFL football. Guess they get to pick it out, right?
Kids dictate the menu, yes. And actually, a couple of them went to the Titans game.
Yeah, well, you know, turnover Tannehill, but they pulled it out, so I guess. So 2-1, so. What's what to do the rest of the time. But I think Lawrence threw a couple more interceptions. He's up to 7 now. So, but, you know, we'll see how much longer he lasts in the NFL. Probably not for long when he's throwing interceptions. So, you know, like you say, Clemson's out of the playoffs now, 2-2. So they'll be going to some bowl game, probably a minor bowl game now, I guess.
Who?
Clemson after they lost Saturday.
Yeah.
Or they're 2-2 now, so they won't be in the playoffs, right? They won't be in the playoffs.
Not unless we have another 07, and this you got a lot of amateurs out there saying this is 07. It's not 07, but
you know,
it's highly, highly unlikely.
I think so too, but you know, we have to wait and see, I guess. But I was sitting there. I got this thing on voice thing or something. But SEC, that where I guess they played it last night. They repeated it. I guess I don't know, some kind of voice business. Did you hear about that, Bill? Some kind of documentary they got on SEC Network does about announcers.
I did not see
they
that.
Got some kind of deal, voices or something. Where it's 99% football is what it is, basically. Munson and all.
So does it go back and go Munson, John Ward,
yeah,
Jack
Munson
Crystal,
and all that Ward and all them. The guy at Mississippi State, what's his name, Crystal. And he goes, he's got Mike.
Haywood Leopard.
Yeah, well, about 45 seconds in, they ain't going to show him none. Yeah, all they
that's
showed,
because they
all,
that's,
they, all they showed, all they showed was 1978 when they won the championship, and then one of them Tennessee guys said that John Ward thought that Caleb Edwards was the best one ever, basically, then the reason why is because Kentucky fans liked him because he wasn't a homer. He did it like it was. He wasn't all his homer business. All this, you know, Hobnail boot and all his business. All his Lindsey Scott and all his foolishness. He told it like it was when Kentucky wasn't playing good. He rubbed on him one night on the bus one night. Told him, said, you better. He said, how'd you tell we played last night? I said, well, I told you you didn't play very good. And rubbed on you, you better tell him that. I don't want you to be no homer. When we're playing bad, you tell it. Don't be this homer business. All this trying, you know, clock runs out, we win, and all this garbage. Like you act like you have a stroke up there trying to call a football game. You know, that's why he controlled himself. These happy people can't control themselves. When stuff happens, they can't do it. You know, they just, you know, I don't know what the problem is, but nonetheless. But I did want to talk about the weekend in football, Bill. How about that Missouri, Bill? I wanted to ask you, Bill, what did you think about his comments, Trey Wentz, about playing in Boston? Did you see that?
I did.
What do you think about that? I don't think it's pretty bad, isn't it?
There was a back and forth for everybody last week between Jeff Hafley, the BC coach, and Eli Drinkwitz, the Missouri coach. And the Missouri coach was talking about how he really preferred not to even have to play that game and go up there. And maybe we don't recruit that area, so what's the point of doing this? And hey, it was, yeah.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. If I was a Missouri fan, I'd be pretty mad right now. I'd pretty be mad at him. I mean, just we don't sign anybody from Massachusetts, and we want to play regional games, and he wants to play Kansas. And Bill, I got news for Mr. Drinkwitz. The only rivalry the Missouri and Kansas got in basketball, I got news for him. He's 7-7 at Missouri, and he sure as heck can't beat Kentucky. When in Lexington that night, he was playing the referees towards the end of that ball game because he got whipped. So he better, you know, he better go out and recruit some athletes, what he better do. He better give him a quarterback, I guess. Whatever his quarterback right now, he better get one. He's playing Tennessee Saturday, so we'll see what he can do at home and see if he can beat Tennessee. If he don't, he might be on the hot seat. He might be next. The Georgia Southern coach is gone, and so is USC, so he might be the next one that's gone if he don't keep just play the schedule and quit playing this foolish time to play regional games, all that crap. If I was Missouri's AD, we'd be having a discussion when he gets back to town from Chestnut Hill. You know, we might have a little discussion about things, and he wouldn't be running his mouth about playing it or not. But as far as it goes, we all watch the Kentucky game. The defense bailed us out. They keep turning the ball off. They keep doing that. They're not going to win. But we don't have much of a chance Saturday night, I know, in your eyes. So we'll just see what we can do. We're going to work hard this week, see if we can play 60 minutes in Lexington, see if we can win one. If we win one, the fan base will crow a while. If we don't, we'll just be back to the same old Kentucky you think we always will be. So, you know, I know you think Stu ain't doing a good job, but that's all right. One day he's going to pass somebody in the house, dude. And he's already got the most SEC wins of any coach in Kentucky history, 26. So have a good one, Bill. Hang in there. And Alan from Tampa, I told you, grandkids want a winner. They want to go to BBN, Louisville. If you want some of Stu, come on and get you some. Hang in there, boy. See you.
Yeah, I say don't play the Florida game Saturday and have a Midnight Madness basketball get together or something. You know, introduce the new basketball recruits. Do something like that. Don't embarrass everybody with the oblong spheroid. Balls of Steel Hour number 3, Monday edition. No guesting, y'all. No guesting.
Good morning. It's busy as expected here on 65 at Trinity Lane. Also watching it slow down at times there on 65 coming through parts of Robertson County down past Millersville. Give yourself extra time wrapping up that earlier wreck. Had some injuries. Saundersville Road and Andrew Jackson Parkway. Some radar I-40 coming in from Hickman County into Dixon County. Slow it down. Oktoberfest at Ober-Gatlinburg is underway now through October 31st. Log on to ober-gatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Introducing new Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens. Try our Chicken Club sandwich with crispy bacon and cheese, the Cayenne Ranch sandwich with fried onions and Cayenne Ranch mayo, the Buffalo Ranch sandwich that's tossed in spicy buffalo sauce, or the crispy chicken sandwich, which is anything but basic. Slim's lineup of 4 Kraft sandwiches. The choice is yours. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or pulling up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
The race for the East always comes down to the wire, and your Atlanta Braves are looking for their 4th straight division crown.
1-2, swung on, hit high and deep to center. This has got a chance. Back is Quinn. He leaps up. He didn't get it. Home run.
Tonight, the Braves wrap up their final road trip of the season as they square off with the San Diego Padres, live from Petco Park.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 2:55 on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio. Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
I ain't seen a beating like that since I put a banana in my pants and turned the monkey loose.
That's Oklahoma City Scott a couple of years ago. 615-844-5600, the F&M Bank hotline. Is Joe still with us there, Patton? All right. Joe, welcome in, sir.
Bill, how you doing, pal?
Good morning.
Good morning. I guess Georgia and Old Griff got their revenge against Vanderbilt Saturday. They had that point spread covered before the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, it was quick and decisive.
Yeah, I left as soon as the Georgia fans came back from the bathroom at halftime. After halftime, I went ahead and made my way down. So, you know.
And the crowd was what, about 90% Georgia?
Oh yeah, a minimum of 30,000 Georgia fans there. You know, and that might be being nice wearing these gold colored glasses that I wear. There may have been a whole lot more than that. Really, it wasn't very much black and gold at all. But. If you don't go to that Ohio State-Rutgers game Saturday, come go with me and we'll go watch the Claw Your Eyes Out game of the week with Vanderbilt and that team that's on the verboten list. Bill, do me a favor. Don't ever put Vanderbilt on the verboten list. Me and Coach Marshall wouldn't have no place to go.
No, I won't do that to Vanderbilt. But I would, Joe, I'm not trying to be rude, but I would rather water my rock garden than go see Vanderbilt versus some team on the verboten list.
Hey, I don't blame you, buddy. I don't blame you. But I'll be out there. They got a chance to win one, you know. They kind of surprised me beating Colorado State. I got so mad, I went to bed at halftime the Colorado State game. Forgot to check the game. My wife had to tell me who won the game. So
wow.
That's how bad it's gotten. But I'll be out there Saturday. It'll be the, you know, It'll be so bad. It might actually be entertaining. Probably the number 129 and 130 teams in Division I football getting together. So
I would think. Yeah.
Bill, you and Patton keep up the good work. I'll holler at y'all later.
Appreciate the call, Joe. Joe was out there watching the Georgia scrimmage against the Commodores. Johnny Vegas on Twitter. Bill, Jeff and the Burrow at 6:30 on Monday is just brutal, just brutal. By the way, Johnny Vegas hit a parlay. He was showing us earlier on Twitter, and he yielded $850? That's good. He went 4-2 over the weekend. Others are hitting me up. Bill, and this is Noel Kev. Did you see that Rush Probst is in the hospital with pneumonia and COVID? And I saw that. That was last week, right? And I didn't mention it. I forgot. Hopefully he's okay. I don't know what his coaching plans are. Not coaching right now. That Netflix series, has that already? It's supposed to start any day now if it hasn't already been posted. And I very rarely watch that stuff. That's one that I would actually like to watch. I don't know if I'll ever get around to it, but that's supposed to start here soon, right? If it hasn't already, you folks that keep up with it can let me know. It's hard for me to watch something like that. I get busy, and it's just not a big priority. But I would. If I could, I would like to see it. When the Last Chance U thing came out, and I only watched year one, I remember it was during the non-playing portion I was watching it, and we had to go, Michelle and I had to go to Dallas, and I remember being in the hotel, and at night I would watch it, because again, I was on the road, and there was nothing, the games were not, we were not in the playing portion of the season, so I got to sit down and sift through all of that, and I enjoyed that. Now, everybody kept hitting me up year two, year three, and all that. I didn't watch any of that. Julia down in Atlanta says, Bill, shouldn't the SEC officials just put a Yellowwood patch on their uniforms and be done with it? Georgia State, Bill, got the shaft. Penn State, even, Bill, lost a damn down. No, she said darn. I shouldn't. Yeah, she said darn down. Auburn has gotten, last 2 years, some very fortuitous moments with the officiating. Last couple of years. Now, again, Auburn's not a threat in the SEC right now, as we know. They've got a long way to go. Their roster, they've got some good players, but their roster's not where it needs to be. Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coach. Bill, Jim Donnan, former Georgia coach, called Saban the Nickinator. I used to talk to Jim Donnan all the time. We'd trade phone calls, and we'd do stop tips. Yeah, Donnan, I would talk to him about all kinds of stuff, and he got me into some kind of blood formula. I don't know what that was, some kind of stock. I don't think I did well with it either. But Donnan tells a story about how early Oklahoma days, he was on that staff with Switzer. And Switzer came into a football meeting, a staff meeting one morning. This is somewhere early 80s, I think. Don't hold me to the year. And in the football meeting, he says, I want each and every one of you, and it was the staff sitting there, to invest $2,000 in this stock. Every one of you, I want you to do this. And apparently it was voicemail. I can't give you the symbol. I don't think he even gave it to me, but apparently it ended up making all them a good chunk of money. That's just one random story. Anyways, we got some call. I think Coach Marshall is on hold. We got some others. Just hang tight. We'll get to you on this Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Yeah, I love Monday. Love me some Monday. I'm not kidding. Love getting back at it. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Yes, we've seen some fog out here this morning, but nothing like the last couple of mornings, that's for sure. Traffic starting to build pretty good. 24 coming in from Jolton, I-40 through Kingston Springs. Watch your speed. All that traffic coming in right now from Dixon County, Hickman County, Saundersville Road to Andrew Jackson Parkway. That wreck should be out of there in just a few more minutes. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg is underway now through October 31st. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
Monday night football, the Cowboys hosting the NFC East rival Eagles. Dallas the favorite at home by 3 points. The money line for the Cowboys at minus 175. The Eagles at plus 155. The over-under at 51.5. Current Super Bowl odds as we come to the end of week three. The Bucs the current favorite despite a loss Sunday to the Rams, plus 450. The Chiefs at plus 500. The Bucs, Rams, and 49ers each at plus 1100. A week from Saturday, the trilogy fight between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. The two fought to a draw the first time, then in February of last year, Fury won the second fight. He comes into this one a minus 325 favorite, Wilder at plus 230. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
What if I told you there was a coach at Oklahoma State that was extremely proud of his gender and age?
I'm a man! I'm 40!
What if I told you his hair inspired the movie Joe Dirt? What if I told you that he's so cool he doesn't need social media? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Gundy, the man, the myth, the mullet.
I've got that game in Baylor in my top five this weekend. Baylor is undefeated, if you don't know. So is the mullet. Josh up in London, and then I'll get a call, says, finally, Bill, the Buckeyes look like they have some life, albeit against Akron. Henderson is a beast. That'd be the freshman running back. McCord should be the starting quarterback, Bill. And, Bill, who is Kayvon Pope? He says, nobody, Bill. That's who he is. Well, he's not on the roster anymore. I know that. I know that because Ohio State sent a message, a statement out. I guess it was on Sunday. Oh, Buckeye Brenda pointed something out. The latest game media guide. Our guy, Mitch Rossi, was on the cover, along with three other players. Yeah, Mitch Rossi from Wilco. I remember Mitch and my son and a couple of others taking them to practice when they were in early junior high. Known that kid since he's been about eight. And what a job he's done up there. Yeah, what an incredible story that is. He's about 6'1", 240, and plays a special teams for them, gets to play a little kind of a hybrid fullback, H-back type position, doesn't get in the game much at that aspect, in that aspect, but has really done a good job up there. Very, very proud of Mitch. His family, he and his family are from up there in Ohio. His dad works for HCA, and they've been down here for many years, but Mitch has done an excellent job up there. Coach Marshall, welcome in, sir.
Bill, you know you got some good Vandy listeners here. Me and Joe will call back-to-back here after losing 62-0.
Coach Marshall, I think you and Joe, if we add the two of you up, would equate the number of Vandy fans at that game.
Well, like Joe said, how many times back-to-back weeks you get to see the number one team in the nation play, and then the next week you get to play the number 130 team in the nation play?
That is a good point. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, totally. That stadium, if it could talk, will be in shock once the Verboten team walks out there.
That's crazy. But, hey, talking about Joe Dirt, I don't know if you saw the picture I put on Twitter, my wife and our people tailgating us with us got to see Joe Dirt from Georgia and their fans. They had some great fans there tailgating. It was a fun day, I tell you. Even though we got beat, it was great with the Georgia fans.
Georgia travels incredibly well. You remember a couple of years ago in South Bend, they had more people there than Notre Dame did.
I know. We went over to that, I think you saw that Clay Travis over, he had his big noon bus there.
Yeah.
The lady from Clay Travis, I was talking to him. She went over and grabbed us. She was one of their production people, grabbed us and said, "Would you please go over and get on the front row so we'll have some Vandy fans here?"
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. So I see where your guys at Summit are still rolling.
Yeah, they played Beach and kind of jerked around for about a half there and then pulled it out. But it's about the Twins. And they're so dominant. Whatever they're ranked, and I think one of them's a 4-star. One of them, they're better than whatever they're ranked. It's amazing. Okay. They put the linebacker in when they get mad on offense and they get bogged down, and he just dominates carrying the ball. It's
man,
amazing.
I wish Coach Lee could flip them over here to Vandy and get them. They'd probably get on the field next year for Vandy if they could play for them. But I know they're going to Kentucky, and they'll have a great career.
They would start at Vanderbilt as sophomores in high school. That's how good they are. These kids are amazing.
Yeah. You made a very good point earlier. It's going to just take Coach Lee a few years to get the roster all straightened out. So we're going to give him time and let him get things straightened out. So I had a trivia for you last time. Let's see if you can get this trivia. It goes along with the video last night. You'll probably get this pretty easy. Where was Larry Munson at before he went to Georgia?
He was in the 615, and he did Vandy games, and he did Nashville Vols pro baseball games.
Exactly. Can you remember when they didn't have the balconies, he'd sit up there in that little brick old block, that thing that jutted out up there and did the Vandy basketball games?
I don't go back that far. I start personally listening to Vanderbilt basketball games as a child. Paul Eales was doing them.
Oh,
that was right.
Yeah.
That was right after.
Well, I go back far enough where I remember listening to Larry Munson do Vandy basketball. So he was probably one of the best out there.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing. But well, Bill, like I said, me and Joe will be there. If you want to join us, we'll be there watching number 130 play Vandy.
Okay. Saturday. All right, Marshall. Appreciate it, man.
See you, brother.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, and Paul Eales ended up, and he was also, what was he on, Channel 4, which was the NBC affiliate, ended up leaving here. He's a sportscaster. And moved to Little Rock and finished his career for many years at Little Rock. He passed away a few years ago, but I remember that specifically. Yeah, that's the very first radio games I would hear Paul Eales do the Vandy games. I would hear John Ward do the Tennessee games. Just living here locally. Yeah, just living here locally. Don't have enough time to get anybody else. You hear that, right? Trey down in Natchez checking into LSU Mississippi State game. LSU hung on to win that game. State came back and made a game of it. Oh, absolutely made a game of it. Just couldn't really slow LSU down much once they got going. But anyways, we'll get into that a little bit as well. We are presented as we finish up hour number one on this Monday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.